ध्यासिनाजिप्या कर्मदन्ति निबन्धनम् छिन्दन्ति को विदास्तस्य पूनको ज्या कथामन्ति. The previous verse, it is said, Tatmadikina manusha bhagavan sattadang pati sutabhya kitetabhasta dhiya pujyasta nittata. These things we have discussed last morning, that we have to engage ourselves fully in Krishna consciousness by hearing Sotapya, by hearing. In other words, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasivanam Archanam Bandhanam Jasam Sakham Atmanivedanam. These are the devotional process. Here, first of all, hearing. Hearing means the perfect knowledge. Hearing from the authority. Because we are ignorant, just like we go to school, colleges, and hear from the teachers, from the professors. Similarly, hearing means hearing from the authority, not from the rascals. That is hearing. Just like in the Vedas, it is said, tad-vijñānārtham sa gurumeva abhigacche. To hear the right news, the perfect knowledge, you must approach the bona fide spiritual master. Gurum eva avigacche. Must. It is not that I can get knowledge at home. Where shall I go to guru? I do not find any guru. These things are current very much. It may be there is no guru. Not at all. You cannot say that. Just like there are imitation coins. We are met with some imitation coins. That does not mean there is no real coin. You are unfortunate. You met with imitation coins. So don't make that calculation that there is no real coin. All imitation coins. There is no. There is imitation coin. And there is real coin. It is up to you to find out which is the real and which is the imitation. The Bhagavad gives you direction that if you are actually serious about finding out a guru, guru who requires a guru, who requires? Tasmat gurum pravardeta. One should surrender and to guru. Jigyasu seva uttamam. One who is inquisitive to understand the transcendental knowledge. The ordinary man does not require to search out the guru to find out astrology. Guruji, kindly tell me what will be the price next. Not that guru. Jigyasu sreya uttam. One who is serious to understand about the transcendental knowledge. Uttamam. Udgata tamam. Beyond this material world. This material world is tamo. Dark. So, if one is very serious to inquire about the world of light, for him there is need of guru, not for ordinary person. Guru, we should not make a guru as a fashion. No. Everyone makes a guru, let me have a guru also, any kind of. No, that is not required. Guru is required by somebody who is serious to know about the transcendental world, the world of light. Tamasi ma jyotirgam, the world of jyoti. Natatra bhasayate surya na chandra. That world where there is no need of sun, moon, electricity. There is another world. That we get information from Bhagavad Gita. Parastasmatu bhava anya. There is another nature which is sanatana. It's eternal. This world, this material world is not eternal. Just like we have got this body, this is not eternal. It is temporary. It has got some particular date of its birth, and it has got some particular date of its annihilation. Similarly, this gigantic body, universe, it is created at a certain date, and it will be annihilated at a certain date. This is material world. But there is another world that information we get from Bhagavad Gita and other Vedic literature, spiritual world, and this material world is only 1/4 of the whole creation. Ekaṁśena sthitūya. Atavā bahunaitena kiṁyātena tavājana viṣṭhapyāṁ idam aham krishnam ekaṁśena sthitūya. This is only one part. The 3/4 part is the spiritual world. In this world, the living entities, they are very small number. All these living entities throughout the whole universe, 14 worlds, they are only some limited. But in the spiritual world, the number of living entities are unlimited. These information we have to hear. Therefore here it is said, Sotabhya. One must hear. Sotabhya. Therefore Vedic knowledge is called Shruti. It has to be acquired by hearing. Shruti. Not by seeing, not by experimental knowledge. That is not possible. Because it is beyond. Beyond our sense perception. Achinta khaluji bhava natastarkena juja. Don't try to understand by false argument, dry argument, which is beyond your concept, beyond your reach. Simply waste of time. Then how to know? Na srotavya, you have to hear. That is the only means. The example I have given several times. You see, if you want to know who is your father, it is the Srotabhya. From where? From the authority, my mother. You cannot manufacture your knowledge, who is your father. No, you cannot speculate. That is not because it is beyond your reach. The father was existing before your birth. So how you can understand father by experimental knowledge? That is not possible. You have to accept the statement of your mother. That's all. Finished. Similarly, Vedas, our mother of knowledge. Puranas, our sisters of knowledge. So we have to consult from the Vedas and from the right person. Pratityanatham sa guru meva, it's from the guru. Not that you purchase one book, Vedas, from the market and you become a Vedantist. No. That is not possible. Pratityanatham sa guru meva avigachet, must go to understand. That vidhi pranipate na pariprasne na sevaya. These are the Indians. Srotapa. This is the process of Srotapa. Tad viddhi pranipate. You have to hear by surrendering. First of all, you have to find out where you can surrender. Because everyone is big man. Why he shall surrender? So unless he finds out somebody where he can surrender, then that is the beginning of transcendental knowledge. Sutam. So, who can be a bigger personality than Krishna? So, hear from Krishna, hear from Vyasadeva, hear from Narada, hear from their representative, Narada's representative Vyasadeva, Vyasadeva's representative Madhavani. Similarly, in that parampara system, evam parampara praptam, evam rajasayogi. So, we have to catch up the parampara, disciplic chain, bona fide spiritual master, and from him we have to hear. Sotabhyam. Now in the next verse, it is said that jadanodhyasina, bhyam, simply by thinking of Krishna, hearing about Krishna, speaking about Krishna, meditating about Krishna, worshipping Krishna, you become perfect. That is assured in the Bhagavad Gita, manmana bhava mad bhapta matyaji mang namaskuru. So the Krishna consciousness movement is very simple. We are teaching people that here is God, Krishna. We can give you the name, address, form, and everything. Yes. Krishna says, Taddhama Paramango. He is giving his address. Jadvatyana Nivartanti. Where you go, you don't require to come back. Taddhama Paramango. So Krishna is giving information about his abode. So simply, you have to qualify yourself to go there. That's all. That qualification is simply manmana bhavavad bhapta madhyajimang namaskuru. Simply think of me. And if you simply think of Krishna, you become the greatest yogi. Yogi namapi sarvesam madgata antarapana sadhyavan bhajati jumang samijitutam. It's the first class yogi. So, we are teaching our people to become the first class yogi. People are very much attached to the yoga system, mystic yoga system. But the goal of yoga system is Krishna. Therefore, Krishna's name is Yogeshara. By practicing yoga, if you don't find Krishna, then samayeva hi kevalam. Then simply you have wasted your time for nothing. For nothing. Yes. That is the version. Aradita jadi hari tapasatatakki. Tapasya. Austerity means to understand Krishna. So if we understand Krishna, then there is no need of any more tapasya. Tapasya business is finished. And if you do not understand Krishna, simply undergoing tapasya, it is simply waste of time. Aradhita jadi haris tapasata takin. Naradhita jadi haris tapasata takin. So, here is the same thing. Jadana dhyasina jukta karma ganthi nibandhanam. Nibandhanam. It is tightly interknotted. Our karma ganthi. We had some types of activities in our past life, and you have got this body. Everyone. Karmana daiva netrena jantar deha upapati. The different types of body. 8,400,000 species of life, different types of body. Jalayanam Lokani, 900,000 species in the water in this way. Plants, creepers, serpents, insects, birds, bees, then human thought. This is the process of evolution. Each body is a concession by Krishna. Krishna is sitting in everyone's heart. You want to do something, just like for doing something you must have particular type of instrument. Similarly, the body means particular type of instrument. So you desire to do something, Krishna gives you a particular type with the senses and you act. This is the change of body. Karmana daivanatrena. Daivanatrena, by superior examination, it is settled out that this man or this beast is dying. Of course, for lower than animals, they have got natural process of evolution. But when you come to the human form of body, you have got responsibility. Now, you can make your next life better than this or lower than this. Just like one man is given the chance of become some minister or magistrate. If he does very nice, he is promoted, otherwise degraded. Similarly, this human form of life is meant for understanding God. That is the only business. If we don't understand what is God, what is Krishna, and our relationship with Him, then we are missing the point. Then we become entangled. This entanglement is karma-ganti nivarnana, by our karma. By different kind of karma, you are becoming entangled. So to unknot this, binding of entanglement is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Yogyate karma. You work simply for yoga, for satisfaction of yoga, yogapati, Vishnu or God or Krishna. Yajnyarthya karma. Anatra karma vandana. If you do not act for Krishna, do not act for Vishnu or yoga, then karma vandana. Yajnyarthya karma, anatra karma vandana. So this is karma vandana. This karma bandhana begins from our attachment to this material world. How our material attachment increases, that is also explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Pungshan Sriya Mithuni Bhava Meta. Mithuni Bhava. There is sex impulse between man and woman. There are two classes of living entities, man and woman, or male or female. So, the male is attracted by the female, and the female is attracted by the male. Pungshang, Siyam, Mithuni Bhava. What is that attraction, central point, sex life? So, this mentality, these a propensity is there not only in human body but in the animal body also. That same propensity, sex life. So, but everyone is searching after where is a male, where is a female. And when they are united, the karmaganti becomes tight. That's all. Pungshangsya mithini bhavam tayor mitha ridayaganti mahu. They are searching after. And as soon as they are united, they become tightly not ridayaganti. So, this is called samsara. This is called material existence. One life after another, one life after another, one life after another. This is called karma-ganti. clinical. See, if we want to unknot this tight fitting of our heart, it is said that as soon as the male-female is united, then further tightening begins. What is that? Adha-chetra-griha-artha-vitya. In this way, first of all, we are united, husband and wife. Then we want a nice apartment or house, griha. Then, to maintain the house, we require a field of activity. Generally, formally, they are agricultural, so you must have income. Adha griha chetra suta, then children, then apta, friends. Adha griha chetra sutapta vittai, then again money. In this way, our attachment increases. Janasya mohoyam ahamameti. In this way, our illusory position, moho, increases one after another. This is called Karmaganti Nibandha. Karmaganti Nibandha. Therefore, the Vedic civilization is to educate from the very beginning a child to become a brahmachari. That is the basic principle of education. Prahlad Maharaj said, Kumaro acharit praga dharmana bhagavatani. Not that in old age, when I shall retire, I shall see what is Krishna consciousness. That will be very difficult. From the very beginning of life, Kumaro acharit praga. Dharman Bhagavata, especially, there are many kinds of religious principles, but Dharman Bhagavata, Prahlad Maharaj says, real dharma is Bhagavata. It means our understanding, our relationship with God, Bhagavan. That is yatha, Dharman Bhagavata. So, here the same thing is explained. Jadanodhyasina yukta, simply by chanting or hearing or meditating upon Krishna, jadanodhyasina yukta, karmaganti nibandhana. Osina, just like we require a knife to cut the knot, similarly, if we want to cut the knot of this material existence, unfortunately, people do not understand that what is the wrong in the material existence. They haven't got in the simple knowledge. They think it is all right. They are ignorant. So much ignorant that they have no buddhi. They consider the bodily concept of life. The body is finished and everything is finished. This is the philosophy going on all over the world. Big professors, philosophers, scientists, they are on this platform of thinking. I met one big professor in Moscow. He is Professor Kotovsky. He said, Swamiji, after finishing this body, everything is finished. Just see, he's a professor. He has no knowledge that there is life after death. So, world is going like that. They do not know what is karmaganti, what is transmigration, nothing. Simply superficial. Andhajathandhirupaniyaman. Blind men, they are leading other blind men, therefore they are kept in ignorance and the world is suffering. Therefore, they do not know what is the goal of life. Nati vidu sarsa gatingi vishnu. They are trying to adjust things by illusory energy, that's all. Therefore, andhajathandhirupaniyamana, it is exactly like a blind man is trying to lead other blind men. This is me. Therefore, This is the process. Jadanodhyasana. You have to take one knife. This is knife. What is that? Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. This is knife. If you want to get rid of this entanglement of material existence, one body after another, then this is the only instrument by which you can unknot the knot and come out of the entanglement. Chinnanti, this very word is used, chinnanti, it cuts. Chinnanti, kovidastasya. Kovida means very intelligent person. Unless one is very intelligent, he cannot take to Krishna consciousness. It is not our manufactured word. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that Namanga Duskitana Mura Purpadante Narata. So our test is if anyone is not Krishna conscious, he is either of these. Duskitina Mura Naradhama Maya Apuritaka. This is our conclusion. You may say it is very sectarian, but Krishna says, what can he do? Krishna says, so therefore as soon as we find out a person, he has no knowledge of Krishna, we put him either of this category. Mura, Duskitina, Naradhama, Maya, Apuritaka. These are their qualifications. Therefore it is said here, Chinnanti Kovida. He is neither of these rascals, miscreants, Murha, Naradhama, Maya, Apuritaka. Kovida. Very intelligent. Kovida Tasya. Kola Kujya Kathamrati. Anyone who has understood that simply by hearing about Krishna, talking about Krishna, working for Krishna, one can become released from this entanglement, will not accept you. For example, just see, in the Western countries, all the younger generation, they are so much addicted to intoxication. And the government is spending millions of dollars how to stop. But they have become unable. But just see how wonderful is this Krishna consciousness movement. Anyone who is coming to us, immediately by our restriction, because as soon as he is initiated, he is made to promise no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling. From that very date, he gives up everything. And here are so many samples you can see. So, chinnanti, karmadanti, nivandana. Immediate. It is not story, it is practical. Karmadanti, nivandana. Kovidastasya, chinnanti. They are trying so much. There, we have got very practical experience that even one cannot give up drinking tea. It is very difficult. Nobody can give up drinking tea. Nobody can give up smoking and what to speak of meat eating and gambling and illicit sex. But Krishna consciousness is no so nice that even children, boys, young boys and girls, they give up very easily, simply coming to Krishna consciousness. So this is a fact. Chinnanti kovidastasya. Simply by hearing about Krishna, simply chanting about Krishna, there is no other medicine, there is no other magic or mystic power. So they are giving up. If we take sincere Krishna consciousness, all these things, entanglement, will immediately be vanquished. That's a fact. Kovidastasya. Chinnanti kovidastasya. Kola kujyat kathamratin. So this is the easiest process. If one is very, very intelligent, he takes to Krishna consciousness, surrenders to Krishna, and his life becomes successful. He becomes free from so many addictions. This is the result of Krishna consciousness. Jashasti bhakti bhagavati akinchana sarvai gunai tatra samasate. Simply by becoming a devotee of Krishna, all the good qualities of the demigods, just like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Narada, and many, many demigods, they are good qualified. Otherwise, how they are posted in such exalted position? They are very qualified. So, simply by becoming Krishna conscious, all the good qualities of the demigods or all godly qualities will manifest. There is no doubt about it. Bhakti parishanu bhava virakti anu, they will be reluctant. Param dishtani vatta. They will find something so nice that they will give up all this. This is the process. Unless you give something better, how one can give up his bad habits? Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he delivered Jagai Madhai. They were all this addicted to illicit sex, meat eating, drinking, and intoxication, gambling. That is what their business. So Nityananda Prabhu went to deliver them. That first of all, these rascals should be delivered. Therefore, he went there. They were very angry. They hurt him by throwing one stone on his forehead, and blood came out. Still, Nityananda Prabhu said, "All right, I don't mind. Please chant Hare Krishna." This is preaching, Nityananda. But when Lord Chaitanya heard it, he became very angry. He wanted to kill them immediately. So Nityananda Prabhu requested that in this incarnation you have promised not to accept any weapon. Please become some kind upon them. This is the person, this is the business of Guru. Guru introduces with God and prays to God, "Please excuse me." This is Guru. And by the request of Guru, God agrees to excuse. This is the process. So, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu simply asked them that I can accept you simply if you agree not to commit any more sinful activities. This is the condition. Not that you go on with your sinful activities and go on chanting also. This is called Namnath Balat Jasahi Papabuddhi. There are many persons, they think, "Oh, we are expert in chanting, so in the morning let us commit all kinds of sinful activities, and in the evening I shall chant, it will be counteract." Not that kind of chanting required. That is offense, greatest offense. Namnath balat jasahi papabuddhi. One must give up for good all the propensities for sinful activities. Then take to Krishna consciousness and it will act. Otherwise, if you go on keeping both the lines, that whole day I shall commit all sinful activities and at night I shall chant, just like in Christian church, there is a system, confession. At the end of the week, they go to the church and they confess before the priest, "I have done so many sinful activities." Pays something and he says, "All right, excuse." Again from Monday, begins sinful activities. Yes. Not like that. Once you stop sinful activities, you cannot commit again. Then Krishna will save you. Aham tva sarva papi bhamakushyami. Krishna is not so fool that you simply once surrender to him and then commit sinful activities and again surrender to him. No. That will not be allowed. Krishna can excuse you once, or twice, but if you commit, then it will add and people will be benefited. Chindanti ko vidas darsa, kuna kujya katham rati. So, katham rati, attraction for Krishna katha. Simply, let us hear, let us chant, let us think of Krishna, that will make us very much rapidly progressing on the spiritual path. Thank you. Five rasas are primary and seven rasas are secondary.